Hello and welcome to the Hands-On Windows Azure webinar. I'm Jonathan Rosenblatt, Developer Evangelist for Microsoft Canada. You can reach me at jonathan.rosenblatt@microsoft.com, follow me on Twitter, connect with me on LinkedIn, or read my blogs at Canadian Developer Connection and the Canadian Solution Developers blog. When we look at the architecture of Windows Azure, we really see that Windows Azure is broken up into compute services, storage services, and then there's this thing called the fabric, and the fabric controller, which basically manages all of the various different virtual machines that give us those compute and storage resources. So now let's look at the compute services more specifically. What's the goal of compute services? The goal is really mass scalability. And what that allows you to do is basically by being able to provision multiple different roles and multiple different compute services, you're able to scale out as opposed to scale up by replicating the number of instances that you have. And that's why we start thinking about, or stop thinking about, I should say, this concept of a server. Your application now gets deployed into a role, and actually, more specifically, an instance of a role. And what happens is your application in that template, so let's think about a role as a template for the server's configuration, gets replicated out to as many different instances as you need in order to get the processing power that you need for your application. So when we're talking about specifically about roles, we can think about it from a web role perspective, so basically a server which can handle HTTP requests. And a worker role, which basically is a server that has .NET on it that you can run long-running processes that don't need that HTTP or HTTPS interaction. We're going to get into those a little bit later. With storage services in Windows Azure, you're looking at scalable, durable storage that's basically easily accessible and easily used by applications. In storage services, you basically have four different types of storage. The first is blobs. Blob services is really for large unstructured data like audio and video, whatever else you can think of and putting it into blobs, basically binary data. Tables, or table services, not to be confused with the SQL tables in SQL Azure, these tables are for massive amounts of simply structured data. How do you access them? You can access them by ADO.NET or REST-based services. In fact, all of the services in storage services are actually available by REST-based services, which actually allows for interactivity with storage services outside of .NET. In fact, you can use PHP, Java, Python, all of those, anything that can access those REST-based services, you can use that. And the nice thing is that your applications don't actually necessarily have to be stored in Windows Azure either. You can access the REST-based services for your storage from any application, regardless of where it's deployed. When we look at queues, those are basically for serially accessed messages or requests. Really, those are used for allowing web roles and worker roles to interact, but really, you can use queue services for anything that you wish. You can even create a chat application with queues. It's really up to you. And again, key point there is yet again, you can use those through REST-based services. Last but not least is the drives. And those are basically files organized in a directory structure, which really just points back to your blobs. But for your applications that need a drive letter to access, let's say they are more of a legacy application. They need this concept of a drive. Well, that's fine. You could map a drive to a portion of your blob storage, and you now have a drive available to your application running in Windows Azure. Now, the last part of Windows Azure itself is that fabric or the fabric controller, or you can better call it as service management in Windows Azure. And the goal of service management is really to give you a platform where you have automated application management and control through APIs that you can call from your application. When we look at the fabric itself, really the fabric is just a collection of servers, and underneath all of the layers and everything like that, the servers are really just a specialized version of Windows Server 2008 or 2008 R2. And the fabric allows you to actually pick and choose, right? We talked about this earlier, what kind of role each one of your virtual machines in the fabric plays, and what Size it is. There's various different sizes of rolls. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But once you tell the fabric what kind of roll you'd like and what kind of size you want, that's where it takes over and actually does all the performance management. You tell it how you want your server to look like, what you want it to do. It figures it out from there. It properly places it in all of the various different servers and data centers around the world. And through programmatic access to the actual application management layer, you can automatically scale up, scale down, update, and all that kind of fun stuff through your actual code. All APIs, and again, all REST-based APIs, so that you can access it from various different platforms and not just .NET. And that's all for this video. For additional videos as part of the Hands-on Windows Azure webinar series, please see the URL on the screen. I hope you've enjoyed this video, and as always, if you have any questions, feel free to connect with me either by email at jonathan.rosenblatt@microsoft.com, Twitter at jrosenblatt, or LinkedIn. Thank you very much.